Welcome to Sasha Spins, where you get my thoughts on life, current events, and everything else in between, in and out of the saddle. So let's get right on into it. Right out the bat, you probably noticed something different about this podcast. You can see my face! So I've been thinking about this for a while, and I always love, and I'm more inclined and likely to listen to podcasts where I can see people talking and having conversations, or if it's themselves, they're, you know, having conversations on camera. And I wanted to give it a try, revamp the podcast. So this is Sasha 4.0. And you're probably like, where is the 4.0 coming from? And where the heck have you been? Because you're not just going to disappear for like 9 months and then come back talking about, I'm on camera now. So where I've been, a lot has been going on. I genuinely feel that, gosh, where do I even start? Okay, let's start at 2022. Let's start last year, because in May of 2022, I did a podcast about burnout, what it is like to experience burnout, how to notify and notice the symptoms of when it's happening, and how to prevent it from happening. That was in May. And then a couple of months went by and I was feeling good. I was back in my space. I was in my zone. And then by November, your girl just fell off. I just fell just really out of alignment with myself, if I'm being completely honest. And so on this podcast, I talk about life, current events, everything else in between. I also talk a lot about mindfulness, being engaged, being present, being aware of, you know, being in your body where you are, taking accountability. And it felt really inauthentic to come on this podcast and talk to y'all about being present and being aware of your body and being aware of where you are in life, being mindful when I didn't feel like I was existing in a space of mindfulness, when I was just burnt out. And I can acutely identify where and when it happened. Because in 20, P.S., if you see me looking down, it's because I take notes. Because as much as I like shoot off the head, like I love to do these podcasts straight, no editing, nothing, so you can get a really authentic episode and see how I am. It's doing it on camera now. It feels kind of weird because I'm like, okay, I got my notes here, so I want to check them. So if you ever see me like looking down or to the side, I'm checking my notes. Full disclosure, being very candid here, okay? Give me a little bit of grace, y'all. Give me a little bit of grace, please. Just a petite, a crumb. So anyways, if I'm being candid, 2020 and 2021, I thrived. I accomplished so many things that I set out to do. And that sounds very, I don't know the word I want to use for it. So I'll say it can sound a little tone deaf. And I always want to be mindful of that, because during the pandemic, it was a very difficult time for a lot of people. A lot of people weren't thriving. A lot of people lost family members, friends. I experienced some of that myself, so I can acutely speak to that. And so I do not want to sit on here and be like 2020 and 2021, pandemic Lovato, those days were great for me, because even though they were, it is very tone deaf and lacking in mindfulness to say something like that when so many people didn't have that experience. So you can acknowledge both. You can acknowledge that this was a time of great hardship and difficulty for a lot of people. And then you can also acknowledge that it was a time of growth for many. And for me, it was a time of growth. I felt like I was in my bag. I was thriving. I really got aligned with myself, my goals, what I wanted to accomplish. I felt like I was, for the first time in my adult life, I genuinely felt like I was thriving. That was 2020 and 2021. I felt this renewed sense of community. I was able to leave a really toxic situation that I know that I should have left probably 2 years before, but because I'm the type of person that if I'm going to show up, if I have a community and there are people that I'm serving in that space, I want to do my best to show up always and put my best foot forward and give to that community so much. So because I spent so much time growing that community and loving on that community and working towards building it, it was really hard to walk away. But when everything shut down, that finally gave me the space and the time to be like, you need to get out of here. You need to leave this situation. So I was able to, and when I left that situation, something better came along. So 2020 and 2021 was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time for your girl. And then people decided the pandemic Lovato was over. They wanted to be out in these streets. We wanted to go back to normal, which was really confusing and kind of frustrating for me because we acknowledged that the pandemic was a toxic, like the society we were existing in before the pandemic, we fully recognized it was toxic. It was not conducive to people's mental, emotional, spiritual, physical health. It was not a good space that we were living in. We acknowledged this as a society. We embraced work from home. And then all of a sudden, everybody wants to run back to it. And I totally get everybody wanting to be back in these streets because, listen, the streets are fun. I get it. Especially if you're single, because a lot of people got into relationships or they became single over the pandemic Lovato. So they're like, we're trying to meet people. Okay, me and Snow Bay, we were fine. This was the most time we had spent together as a couple. I feel like our marriage thrived. So we were good. I was not one of those people that was rushing to get back to normal, because how is it that we recognized the normal that we were existing in? How is it that we recognized it as toxic? And the first opportunity we got to go back to it, people were like, yes, please, I want some more. And it's like, did y'all not learn anything over this time where we were talking about mindfulness and talking about protecting and the importance of mental health? And y'all were like, nah, I want to go back to the struggle. I want to go back to the trenches. I want to go back to the ghetto. Like, your girl was not ready. I was not ready to go back. But anyways, so that's what happened in 2022. People wanted to run back to normal. It was a return to the office. And I just could not keep up. I could not keep up in the sense that I had no desire to keep up. Because before 2019, 2018, 2017, we're living that. And it's our normal. But then when you're presented with a new opportunity, with a new normal, and you thrive in that normal, that new normal like I did, it's hard to go back to what you recognized as dysfunction. And that's what it felt like I was being asked to go back to. We as a society were being asked to go back to chaos and dysfunction that was not conducive to our mental wellness, our emotional wellness, our spiritual wellness, our physical wellness, all of the tenets of self-care that we had talked about all 2020. All 2021. In 2022, when Joseph decided the pandemic was over, that's when everybody was like ready to go back to that. So I did what was expected of me and I went back to that. And I got burnt the F out very quickly. Last year was a really difficult year for me. There were some highs and some lows. So I'm not going to talk about the lows because we don't need to talk about that. There was really good moments. I became a Lululemon ambassador. That was one of my goals when I got into the fitness industry, to represent the people that I didn't see that looked like me when I got into the industry. So I was really excited about that opportunity. It was wonderful. I met so many people. And if you ever go to the Lululemon store in Clarendon, Virginia, you can see my face. So it was a really surreal experience and I absolutely loved all of it. It was wonderful to build that connection within the community and still expand upon it. But so much fell by the wayside, and this podcast was one of them. And it didn't fall out of the wayside because I stopped caring about the podcast. It fell by the wayside because it didn't feel authentic to come into the space and talk about mindfulness when I was not living in a mindful manner. And your girl's not a hypocrite, you know? I feel like when people, if you are an intuitive person and you're in touch with you're in tune with yourself and you are someone who is mindful of energy, you can see when things are fake. You can see when they're off. And I would never want to get behind this camera. Well, now to get behind the camera. But before, I get behind a mic and, you know, just be really inauthentic and have somebody watch me and be like, ooh, she fake. And, you know, some people are able to do that and more power to them. I'm not one of those people. I wear my heart and my emotions on my sleeve for better or for worse. So anyways, the last podcast episode that I did, November 2022, and it was talking about, you know, boundaries and expectations and being disappointed. And that was kind of a space in my life where it was probably the lowest point of 2022. For me, it felt like a blur. I think the highlight of 2022 was my niece is born, and she just turned 20 months old, and she's absolutely fantastic and amazing. I became an auntie. Like, I've already been an auntie, but it's like different when it's your own. It's different when it's yours. And so growing up with my sister and now, you know, watching her take on this new identity and take on this new space of motherhood has been really beautiful to watch. So that was probably the highest point of my 2022. But there were a lot of like low moments and moments of frustration and feeling like I was so out of alignment and I was not walking in my purpose. So at the beginning of 2023, I told myself, you need to recommit yourself to you. You need to recommit yourself to alignment, purpose, walking in your purpose and living in your purpose. I told myself I was going to get reconnected with family, with friends. I was going to travel. I was going to use all my PTO. I was going to say no to the things that didn't serve me and say yes to like beautiful experiences. And this year so far, I really feel like because I set that intention at the beginning of the year and I revisit it every single month at the start of every single month, I feel like now more than ever, I was able to accomplish those this year. This year has been the most I've ever traveled in my adult life. I was in Cameroon, Lebanon, I'm going to be in Germany, I went to the LA for the first time, went to the West Coast, like spent time with my sister, I was in Miami, it was a wonderful trip, I went with my sisters, it did not end in chaos, there was a moment, but it was a wonderful time, I was in Bangkok, I went to Turkey, I was in the Maldives, like I have traveled so much this year, I have used up almost all of my PTO, and I'm pretty proud of that. Prepare the others. It's not a request. It's a notification. I'm going to be gone. So I was really intentional about like traveling and getting really back to me, going back to experiences. I went to the Renaissance World Tour. Like I saw Beyonce. It was everything. It was amazing. I got back on TikTok. I had a couple of videos that went like semi-viral, you know, and that was kind of my way of being comfortable getting back on camera and slowly starting to create, because something else that happened last year was I fell off. I used to love making reels. I used to love making TikToks. I used to love creating. And the more burnt out I got, the less I wanted to show up on these e-streets. I didn't want to be. I was like posting things on Instagram. Like, your girl's always going to post because it takes nothing to share anything. But to like sit down and actually create content of my own, I just didn't feel compelled to do so, which is crazy because just in 2020 and 2021, I was creating my own workshops. I created my own mindfulness, I can't even talk right now because I'm all excited about like just sharing all these experiences, but I created a workshop on being mindful and diversity, equity, inclusion, and representation, how we marry those together and how we can use mindfulness to combat and to create more diverse, equitable, inclusive spaces. I created that workshop for the fitness industry. I led that workshop with so many different studios and corporate entities. I gave intention setting workshops. I led those. I was creating so much. I was doing so much. I felt like I was so aligned walking in my purpose and just to get to a space of feeling so burnt out that I didn't even have the energy to do the things that I wanted to, or that filled me up, or that brought me joy, or made me feel my most creative, that really sucked. I was like, I don't know this girl. Like last year, at the end of the year, I sat down and said, I don't know who this Sasha that kind of creeped in May 2022 and has stayed here throughout the year, but she gotta go. We gotta like take this up a notch. And I was actually talking to a friend, which is how we get to Sasha 4.0. I was talking to her and I was like, you know, I just feel like I need to get back to me. I need to get back into my space, but like a renewed and restored version of me, because I have been through all of these experiences. I've learned so much. I've been able to do so much that I can't say I gotta get back to me. I need to get to an elevated version of myself, take it up a notch, take it to Sasha 2.0. And she was like, no, you need to take it to Sasha 4.0. So that's what I've been like thinking about lately, like as I'm stepping into this new, not necessarily new identity, but coming back and getting back to the things that fill me up and bring me joy and getting more aligned with the things that I want to do. And also not taking a lot of the crap that I took last year, because that's a whole another entity of, oh, things that I could talk about, but we're going to leave that for more episodes. We're going to leave that for more episodes. Just assert myself more. Like, I have always been the type of person that's very clear and comfortable speaking up when I don't like something, when I feel like something is going wrong. If I need to speak up for myself or speak up for others, I always felt comfortable doing that. And a bit of that fell away last year. I just didn't advocate for myself in certain spaces the way that I liked to. So as I was talking to my friend, and I was like, you know, I want to get back to me. And she's like, no, you need to get back to an elevated version of yourself, because getting back to you is kind of taking a step back. So you learn from these experiences, you integrate them, and you have that awareness. So when you have that awareness, you know, when you hear people say, oh, I want to get back to me, after they've been through something traumatic or frustrating, you know, they want to act as if it never happened. We can never go back and reset the clock and change things. What we can only do is learn from our experiences and move forward and let them shape our view, not shape our view, but become a piece of information and use that to guide us to become better, to become a different version, an elevated version of ourselves. So you can never go back to who you were before that thing happened. But you don't have to let that thing define you. You can take that and use it as a stepping stone to launching this next version of you. And I remember this woman, this girl I follow on TikTok. Her name is Simone Elise. But anyway, she was saying that the people who are winning at life are unlocking new characters. And I started to think about that, and I'm like, oh my God, that's absolutely right. And it's not like you're being fake or a different version of yourself. You're unlocking different levels of yourself. So after you have these experiences, you never go back to who you were before. You unlock a new character. So that's what I feel like I'm doing here in this space of Sasha 4.0. I'm unlocking a new character. I told myself at the beginning of the year, this is what we're doing, and I have lived that 100%, unlocked that character, and it has been a wonderful year. Like I said, I was back on TikTok just sharing my experiences. I had a couple of videos go a little viral, you know, just a little bit. I got back to leading my meditation workshops, intention setting workshops, building up my classes at SoulCycle because I'm still teaching, and just defining and redefining success on my own terms. That's something that also really started to impact me at the end of last year. I'm really generally good about not comparing myself. At the end of last year, I fell into this space of allowing numbers to define me. And it can be very easy in a fitness environment. If you are in the fitness industry, you know that even though people say, oh, there's no such thing as a bad time spot, or don't worry about your numbers, don't worry about how many people are in the room, only worry about the energy. That's kind of a cop out, because at the end of the day, you are being judged how many people you have in your classes is being taken into account, and you're kind of being judged on that. And you recognize that some of your success is tied to that. Your success in that space or in that company, your advancement is tied to that. And it can be a really big mental mind. It can be very daunting and exhausting, and you fall into this space of scarcity, fall into this space of comparison when you start measuring your worth, your success in numbers, instead of measuring it in what you're contributing to your community. And I fell into that space towards the end of the year, was like, I'm not waitlisting my classes. I'm not filling up my classes. Everybody else is. So why am I not? And I really started to fall into that, and I never had before. And so I had to really tell myself at the beginning of this year, you got to redefine success on your own terms. What is it going to look like? And if you're in the fitness industry, or you're in any space where numbers, figures, metrics are what is a major part in what success, or how you're being judged, how you're being measured, I really want to encourage you to get away from that for yourself and find other ways to determine your success. Did I touch somebody? Did I make somebody feel good about themselves? Did I make somebody smile? Did I make a new connection? That's what I had to get back to in that space and realize that, hey, I may not be waitlisting classes, but people are showing up consistently 3 or 4 times a week to ride with me, to sweat with me, to exercise with me. They're showing up to meditate with me. And that counts for something. It may not mean anything numbers wise, but it means everything in here. And so I had to last year, or at the beginning of this year, and throughout the year, because it's not something, and that's another reason why I don't really like New Year's resolutions. You should never set a goal for yourself at the beginning of the year and then think that's going to carry you throughout the year, because where you are in January, it may not even be where you're going to be in March. So think about this. Where you are in January is completely different than where you're going to be in December. So why would you be taking the same goals that you created in January when you were in a completely different place and think you're going to stretch them into December? That's not going to work. So when I do my intention setting workshops, I do them on a quarterly basis, because that's how I want us to focus our lives. That's how I set my goals anyways. That's how I set my, think about my life in terms of time and space. So every quarter, I've really had to have a conversation with myself and be like, okay, Sasha, what is success going to look like for you in this moment, this quarter? And it may not look like success, sold out classes, but maybe it looks like you got 20 people to meditate and 20 of them have never meditated before. And that's what success looks like for you. So that's another thing that podcasting, coming back to this space, is another thing that I really wanted to do, but I wanted to make sure I came back into it in the right headspace. I really wanted to come back on video. And so I wasn't ready earlier this year because I had so many things going on. And that's another thing for me. Timing is everything. I'm a big believer. I do not like to multitask. I do not even believe in multitasking. I believe what many of us do is task switch. And we as a society, it's like we recognize that multitasking isn't a thing, and then we still talk about it and brag about it as if it's something that we should be aspiring to. And it's like, okay, like anytime anybody tells me that they multitask well, I'm like, your life is in shambles. But anyways, so I knew I wanted to come back to podcasting. I knew I wanted it to be on camera, but I wanted it to be when I was ready. And I don't know when the cadence of it is going to be. I haven't decided it yet. Maybe it's once a month, maybe it's once every 2 weeks. Before, I was really good about keeping up a weekly drop, but my life has changed significantly. I'm a lot busier, or let me rephrase that, because I don't like the word busy. I think during the pandemic, Lovato, we fell away from busy, which is good, because if you're a millennial and you remember the I'll sleep when I die, no days off, hustle every day, hustling is a lifestyle, I'll sleep when I'm dead. If you are a millennial, you distinctly remember that time in the mid-2000s where everybody was pressed about how much they were hustling, how tired they were, how busy they were. And I'm so happy that during the pandemic, we fell away from that, because being tired is not a badge of honor. Being burnt out is not a badge of honor. Having a million things on your plate is not a badge of honor. Like, we are so far away from that. And I am so glad about this, because our society absolutely needed a reset. So being tired and being busy, it's not a badge of honor. So let me not say I'm busy. I have a lot on my plate right now. So I want to be mindful of what I'm giving my attention to. And if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. So maybe that looks like a podcast every 2 weeks. Maybe it looks like a podcast once a month. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out as we go along. But I did know that I did want to start recording myself as I'm doing the podcast, because A, it holds me more accountable to do it. And then also it makes me like really excited to show up, because I'm like, I can put on a cute shirt and make sure my hair looks somewhat presentable, which, by the way, if you know any Black girls in fitness, pray for the Black girls in fitness, because the way our hair, the way it suffers, the way we suffer, please pray for us. Please and thanks. Please and thanks. But yeah, so generally every episode from here on out will be filmed. And with that being said, if there's anything you take away from this podcast, if you fall off from something, it's okay. We all get burnt out. It's not getting burnt out. The society that we exist in nowadays, because everybody was so pressed to go back to before the pandemic, the society we're living in nowadays is not conducive, and it's not productive to living a balanced life. There's no such thing as balance, right? You do the best you can with what you have. So you have to like set realistic expectations for yourself, decide what it looks like. If you're the type of person that thrives on a schedule, that's what you got to do. You got to set schedules for yourself. You got to set boundaries for yourself. That's going to look like saying no to things. And that may be frustrating for the people in your life, because that's something that I really struggle with. I really struggle with the sense of like disappointing people and saying no. And even though I'll say no and not want to do it, I'll think and my schedule is full for that day, or I have prior commitments. Even though I know I cannot do it, I will try and find a way to like see how I can make it happen, because I don't want this person to be mad at me, or I don't want this person to be frustrated with me. And so like try to find a way to set those boundaries, to say no without feeling guilty about it, because that's the important part. You say no and it's realistic and you don't feel guilty about it. You don't create that undue stress and burden on yourself, and then create a schedule that you can stick to that is realistic for you. Because I was trying to create this schedule that was not realistic at all and not in line with what I had going on. And I saw some creators say that the best way to combat burnout, if you're someone who has you're living a certain lifestyle, which I am living, where you've got a lot on your plate and you're constantly living off of a schedule. You have a very set schedule of things you know you need to do, and you feel like you're getting to that place of burnout. You do not need more rest. You do not need to rest. What you need to do is rework your schedule and take something off your plate. So I really loved how she phrased that, because a lot of the time I think, oh, I just need to sleep more. I need to rest more. And even though I get a lot of sleep, I get a lot of rest, I still feel tired because nothing has changed. I'm still having all of these things on my schedule. So when you're feeling that level of burnt out, you don't need a rest. Like you do need a rest. The rest is going to help you, right? But you're going to feel yourself burning out again. Like that rest is only going to take you so far and carry you so far. What you need to do is sit down and change your schedule. So come up with a realistic schedule that you can manage, saying no, doing things that are going to fill your own cup, and prioritizing yourself. Because if anything, that's something that I've really done over the past year. I've prioritized myself and I don't feel bad about it. It's something that I needed to do more often. And that's why I was like feeling so burnt out last year. So I say no a lot more, and I'm not as giving as I used to be. And I think that's a really good thing, because when you are a giving person, you have to remember that takers have no limits. So if you are a giving person, people are going to continue to take and take and take and take and take some more. And if you're not filling your cup, you don't have anything to give. So you have to give to yourself first and not feel bad about it. So we're back. Sasha 4.0. We got a lot of things happening. We're going to be talking more about mindfulness, soul cycle things, fitness things, intention setting, and you're going to be seeing a lot more of this, a lot more of my face. So thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to me. Let me know if you have any questions, anything you liked, anything you didn't like. And until next time, stay hydrated and mind your business and take care of you and start saying no to things that don't fill your cup. That was a lot of things to do. So pick one. Out of all of those things, pick one and stick with it, and then layer onto it. All right, we'll chat soon.